Good evening, and we're very grateful that you took the time to come this far north, although, as you'll find out, I come from a lot farther north. We're happy to be able to have this chance to speak with you this evening. My name is Nancy Martland. I live in the small mountain town of Sugar Hill. The people who live in my town are understandably distressed at the prospect of aerial transmission lines being installed and strung through our town. We are historically a recreation destination. Recreation remains a mainstay of our economy. Compromise of our scenic heritage is certain to damage that economy. You either have already heard or will hear quite a lot of facts and figures about economic effects, placement of lines, effects on business, environmental effects, as pertains to aerial transmission of electricity. I want to talk to you more in broader terms about the bigger picture. I want to talk to you about our New Hampshire and the New Hampshire that we leave to our children, the New Hampshire of 5, 10, or 50 years from now. The situation facing our state is fairly simple, really. To our north, the Canadian energy industry is generating ever-increasing amounts of electricity. To our south, the Northeast Corridor is consuming ever-increasing amounts of electricity. The Canadian energy corporations want to sell their electricity to the American energy corporations, who will sell it to southern New England and the New York metro area, a simple sale of a commodity. Unfortunately for us, New Hampshire is in the way. We are in the way of business deals between corporations who have nothing to do with us and don't care about us. Canadian energy must be moved to its southern market, and we are sitting ducks. There are numerous projects coming our way from Quebec, from Newfoundland and Labrador, from New Brunswick. Advanced planning maps referred to earlier by other people depict a network of new transmission lines crisscrossing our state. We have the potential for looking more like New Jersey than New Hampshire. This is where you come in. You are our elected and appointed representatives. You stand for us in the face of the coming onslaught of power transmission through our towns and our state. Individuals and even towns have no power to control or manage the way energy is transported through New Hampshire. But you do, and you owe it to us to take control and manage energy transmission responsibly for the protection of our state's natural heritage and for our future generations. Because if you don't, who will? The corporations involved do not care. They care about one thing, their bottom line. They are unwilling to voluntarily invest in responsible modern transmission methods, but are willing to spend millions to coerce landowners, seduce towns with financial promises, sway public opinion with advertising, and pay high-priced lobbyists to put their case before you. Perhaps if they spent their money on alternative transmission methods instead, it would be a good thing. I find it germane to mention that back in 2006, New York State had a proposed aerial line through the Catskills. The people fought it, the power companies fought back, and the people ultimately won. Did it stop power transmission projects going through New York? No. In fact, that project was withdrawn, and a new one that uses underwater and underground methods was proposed and is underway. Clearly, the too expensive argument does not hold water. I urge you, and I'm looking right at you and you're looking at me, and I urge you in the strongest possible terms to look out for our interests. We need you. I urge you to resist the pressures that have been applied and will continue to be applied by big corporate interests that seek to bully New Hampshire into submission. I urge you to stick to your original recommendation of a one-year moratorium and a requirement that elective lines be placed underground. We're depending on you. We need you. Thank you very much.
Good evening.